This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today's the deadline for all companies with more than 100 employees to report salary data to the federal government. Employers have been sending in demographic data for decades, but the data on pay, broken down by gender, race, and ethnic background, is new. This is about addressing the persistent pay gap for women and minorities. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
On average, women in the U.S. still make just 80 cents for every dollar earned by a man for the same work. The disparity is even bigger for women of color. To tackle the problem, we have to see it clearly, says Emily Martin with the National Women's Law Center. That means looking at the data.
Because some employers think, well, if I don't look at it, it's not a problem I have to deal with.
The information could be used to better enforce discrimination cases, but the move has met resistance from many in the business community. Mark Wilson with the HR Policy Association says employers complain it's costing them millions of dollars to set up the reporting systems, and they don't account for all forms of employee compensation.
Healthcare benefits, the 401k benefits, all those types of things really aren't measured.
This may be the first and last year employers have to meet the requirement. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has changed leadership under the Trump administration and says it will no longer require the reporting in future years. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.